Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scourin strikes out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 0 in the game. Cux hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Mauch reaches third base with a triple. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. Mauch scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bauer throws the ball into McDougald, who tags Gurnett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McDougald out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slaughter for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 3 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. McDougald reaches third base with a triple. Mantle scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDougald scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey is hit by the pitch. Howard moves to second. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Mauch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.